War is gritty business, no doubt about it. It always has been, it always will be. I, Alexander the Great, should know. On the field of glory, some men are made and some are broken. But sometimes the greatest hardships is the burden of leadership, knowing that the courage of the men, the dreams of your family back home, the hopes of a nation, and the folkways of a people, rise or fall on the decision you will make as a leader, can be a heavy burden. Today on Front Lines, our letter from the front is the letter of one such leader accepting the mantle of leadership as the conflict between the American colonies and the British deepened into war. The late 1770s, the Congress appointed a young George Washington as commander of the army. He writes to his wife back home, telling her of his new appointment.
My dearest, I am now set down to write to you on a subject which fills me with inexpressible concern, and this concern is greatly aggravated and increased when I reflect upon the uneasiness I know it will give you. It has been determined in Congress that the whole army raised for the defense of the American cause shall be put under my care, and that it is necessary for me to proceed immediately to Boston to take upon me the command of it. You may believe me, my dear Patsy, when I assure you in the most solemn manner that, so far from seeking this appointment, I have used every endeavor in my power to avoid it, not only from my unwillingness to part with you and the family, but from a consciousness of its being a trust too great for my capacity. I should enjoy more real happiness and felicity in 1 month with you at home. But, as it has been a kind of destiny that has thrown me upon this service, I shall hope that my undertaking of it is designed to answer some good purpose. It was utterly out of my power to refuse this appointment without exposing my character to such censures as would have reflected dishonor upon myself and given pain to my friends. This, I am sure, could not and ought not be pleasing to you, and must have lessened me considerably in my own esteem. I shall rely, therefore, confidently, on that providence which is therefore preserved, and has been bountiful to me, not doubting but that I should return safe to you in the fall. I shall feel no pain from the toil or the danger of the campaign. My unhappiness will flow from the uneasiness I know you will feel at being left alone. I beg of you to summon your whole fortitude and resolution, and pass your time as agreeably as possible. Nothing will give me so much sincere satisfaction as to hear this, and to hear it from your own pen.
George's confidence in his destiny would prove well-founded, and he did return, but not as soon as he thought he would. Eventually, he led the armies of the colonies to victory, and was elected the first president of the United States. A pretty daunting responsibility in itself, but when the responsibility comes, we can't duck it. George Washington shows us that he couldn't say no, no matter how many good reasons he had. When the hopes of countrymen fell into his hands without sacrificing his honor, stare responsibility in the face, and put your trust in divine providence. That's today's tip on how to fight like a man.